Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Florida Memorial University, and a lot of people had heard about Florida Memorial over the years and kind of ramped up over the last year or so with the football program coming aboard and Ice Harris and such, and in the news a lot over the last couple of weeks, and certainly somebody who is being put into place to put this program right back on track and to keep it going the way it was before is interim athletic director Siobhan Mansfield. She's kind enough to join us this evening. Siobhan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me tonight.
Obviously, this is a program. I mean, when I was a kid, the school itself is a tradition-rich school. It goes back many, many years. A lot of graduating classes, a lot of people who are in education locally attended the school and business. So it has been known for a program throughout the years that put out education, academics, and some really great people in the workforce locally. And it has had its athletics over the years with basketball, men's and women's, and baseball as well, and volleyball. But with football, obviously, comes a lot more opportunity for everybody, a lot more responsibility, a lot of different things. First of all, you've just been named as the interim athletic director at the school. Congratulations for that. Your experience obviously has put you in a position for a job like this that I know that you're excited about.
I am, and thank you for the kind words. Yeah, you know, I've been at Florida Memorial about a year and a half. I was previously the deputy athletics director and senior woman administrator. But my background is in NCAA Division I schools and leagues from all levels, from basketball-only schools. They used to call that 1AAA back then, to FBS schools, formerly known as 1AA, and then FBS 1A. So I've been kind of been a career chaser, I'll admit it, but most of my experience has been at conference offices. I've worked at the Southeastern Conference. That was during the peak of their seventh straight college football championships. I was there almost 3 years, beginning in 2011, when the conference added two schools, Missouri and Texas A&M. So I was part of those conversations. And also when the league formed the SEC Network. This was all under Mike Slive, the late Mike Slive. He was a great leader.
Yes.
So I was with that conference during a pivotal time. And then, moved on to the upstart American Athletic Conference after that. And this was an interesting time for that league. That was 5 months or 6 months after the split happened with the Big East Conference. Mm-hmm. So it was when I was with the American for 4 years, experienced realignment all 4 years. I'll never forget because my first year in 2013, they had Louisville and Rutgers still in the league. And we know now Rutgers is in the Big Ten, yep, and Louisville's in the ACC.
ACC, right.
Yep. After they left, and then East Carolina, Tulane, and Tulsa joined the Americans from Conference USA. And then my third year, Navy joined as a football-only member, and that was a huge deal for the conference because Navy was independent in football for all their existence, over 100 years, yes, until they joined the American. Yeah. And that
quite
was
a following, a following worldwide, too. And no matter where they play, they have quite a following. So,
you know, my bucket list is to go to the Army Navy game, so I haven't been there yet. One of these years, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, obviously, you've had. Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying all those experiences, including working with FBS ADs at the D1A Athletic Directors Association, otherwise known as League One, led me to my path down here. And now I'm glad to be honored to be named the interim AD and appointed to this position.
And you have a great situation. NAIA is a tremendous organization. You're in a outstanding conference. There's so much to be happy about and so much to be proud about. I mean, the volleyball program is doing extremely well under Coach Crockett Moulton. And you have also the new the flag football with our guy Jonathan Alvarez, and also football with Coach Tim Harris, to add to the basketball, men's and women's, and also to the baseball and all the things that you guys have done throughout the years. Talk about what you need to do to move. I mean, because right now we're the fall is kind of shut down for the school athletically, and you guys are focusing in on the winter sports. Now, how do we reset the fall for this next year? Web, do we do that in the spring? Do we do that in the winter? How are these programs like going to, you know, continue to practice and attract the athletes to come there?
Right. So we're taking, moving forward, winter, spring sports, we're taking that on a case-by-case basis, sport by sport. And actually, I can share some news, got some good news in terms of basketball season. We have the green light to move ahead with basketball, and nice. We'll be playing our first game on November 5th. So that's the only sport. Yeah, so that's great news. I mean, our basketball teams want to play. We are going to increase, you know, we've had some great, as far as the COVID protocols and procedures, we've always had a high level of protocol followed around any athletic activity. And the conference always gives us kudos because we far exceed what's required by the conference. But we're going to exceed even more than what we've been doing. With basketball, the game day atmosphere right now is just essential staff. So we're going to open up at least with no fans. No support groups, just play the games. And that's what we're here to do right now. Yeah, but we're excited. We've got some great players on both ends, both on the men's and women's teams. We have some Division I transfers as well on both sides. I mean, if you look for a market improvement, especially on our men's side, I would expect us to finish top four or five in the conference.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Ansar Al-Amin, and also I got to give the ladies out a shot with Coach Gregory Standback, and both of them figure to be in the to make a run of the conference tournament, which has to be exciting around campus now.
It absolutely is. You know, we've had, as you mentioned, some great success in the past. Last year, our volleyball team, indoor volleyball, won our first ever conference championship in any sport. And we're looking to continue that momentum. We do have a beach volleyball team. Not sure if many of the listeners know. That is played in the spring season. Yeah. So that's maybe part
Florida.
Of being in Florida, right? But
I'm
a Northeast girl, so I hear beach volleyball. But yeah, we have beach volleyball. We have courts. We had courts built on our campus. So we'll be hosting some competition in the spring if all goes well.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, Siobhan Mansfield is joining us. She's the interim athletic director of Florida Memorial University. A lot of people know the school, know a lot of people that are going there. And here's a good thing, too. You're getting a lot of local kids from the local high schools, just like a lot of the colleges, you know, Miami, Florida, Florida State, or the families are feeling a lot more easier with their kids being closer to home. So Florida Memorial is benefiting there, too, because, you know, I saw the roster and football, and there's a lot of kids from South Florida. Volleyball the same way. A lot of young ladies who went to high school down here. How essential is that? Because it seems like it gives you a lot more local interest, a lot more fan involvement as well.
That is so important. Getting that homegrown talent, and especially in the sport of football, as you mentioned, and South Florida is a hotbed for athletes, and especially football. And that's just going to lead to increased fan engagement over time, and hopefully right. Starting now. We weren't able to play any home games for football this year, but I know in the future that's going to help with our fan engagement. We've had a lot of excitement around our sports season, and especially bringing football back. And having the local students obviously helps our enrollment as well. And as a small NAI institution, we're dependent on enrollment. So that was great for us as a department to expand and add football and add flag football for the women. And we're adding softball next year. I don't know if anyone knew. Yeah, so we're having an intramural year for softball. Yep. So we're finally had baseball and softball. Remember when I first started, everyone asked, you don't have softball, but do you have baseball? And we're finally getting a softball team.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. And that'll keep a lot more kids at home because we have really good softball down here as well. Siobhan, I appreciate you stopping in with us. When you get things rolling, and you get your feet firmly on the ground, new year starts, you got everybody cranked up, we'll have you back on. We'll check the progress of everybody again. Thanks so much. A lot of interest in Florida Memorial down here, as you know. We have a lot of listeners who are anxious to hear the interview and listen to what you have to say, and you did it great. I appreciate you stopping in, and we'll talk with you real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. Talk to you soon.
You too. Siobhan Mansfield, Interim Athletic Director at Florida Memorial University.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.